I love like listening to her music and trying to pinpoint all the references mm-hmm. that she makes. That's another thing that I
like
really
it when
love.
She makes it very, very easy on me and says, not only does she tell me it's the Harry Nilsson song, but she tells me a timestamp.
The exact timestamp.
Harry Nilsson has a song. His voice breaks at 2:05. Something about the way he says, don't forget me, makes me feel like,
don't forget me.
Okay, so I'm going to read off the five songs and then we'll just dive in.
Okay.
So the five songs are Terrence Loves You from Honeymoon, mm-hmm. Ultraviolence from Ultraviolence.
Title track.
Cinnamon Girl from Norman fucking Rockwell, my favorite. Get Free from Lust for Life, and Chemtrails Over the Country Club from...
Chemtrails Over the Country. We have two title tracks. Mm-hmm. You said Cinnamon Girl is your favorite of these five?
Oh, no, I just meant Norman fucking Rockwell. Like, that's my favorite album. I even ranked all her albums whenever I was researching. I was like, might as well. So I did my own Jessica ranking. I can read them if you want.
Okay, sure.
Right, Norman fucking Rockwell, Ultraviolence, Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard, Born to Die, Chemtrails Over the Country Club, Blue Bannisters, Paradise, Honeymoon, Lust for Life.
Damn, that was fast.
Mm-hmm. I just
speed reading.
Hey, I'm trying to save time. Okay, the first song, Terrence Loves You.
Who's from... Terrence?
Did you research this song at all? Because you know. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I was about to ask. I've
just been wondering who's Terrence this whole time.
Well, we'll get to it in a second. But this track was released on August 21st, 2015 as the first single from Honeymoon. It was written by Lana Del Rey and Rick Knowles and produced by Lana Del Rey, Rick Knowles, and Kieran Menzies.
I didn't realize this was the first single from Honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
What that High on the Beach song was.
Hold on. I swear I found this on the Lana Del Rey Wikipedia.
Oh, I believe it. That's the first one I remember hearing.
Well, me too.
And they dropped a music video and stuff.
Hold on. The song was officially released worldwide on August 21st, 2015 as the first promotional single from the record. Yes. So the song was originally called Jazz and Blues or Violet Sings the Blues. It had many like iteration. An early version of the song was actually produced by Mark Ronson.
Oh.
But somehow it's never been leaked. So
I want to hear it. Is it like dance? Mm-hmm. Like, because this is a very subdued song.
Yeah. And then Lana has said that this is her favorite track from Honeymoon because it's jazzy.
Okay.
But it does contain an interpolation of Space Oddity. I'm sure you noticed it
as
you were listening.
That's my favorite part. Mm-hmm. I think it's very, a lot of people have referenced Space Oddity.
Yeah.
This does it very well.
So there's a fan theory that this song is actually about Bowie and his brother, whose name was also Terrence.
Oh.
He went by Terry.
Oh.
And if you don't know the story of Terry, it's very sad. Terry was schizophrenic and was hospitalized later in life. And this is going to be the really sad part. He took his own life. He got out of the hospital, and I'm not going to sit.
How did I never know any of this?
I don't know.
I guess he's not talked about a lot, but that is really super sad.
Yeah, and Terry got young David into jazz and the Beats. He was his older brother, so introduced a lot of the things that would make. That would inspire the young Bowie to become a musician.
I hope this song is named for that.
A lot of people, it's a fan theory that it's actually kind of a song about that.
It's not that far-fetched when Bowie lyrics are in the song.
And his brother's name is that. It's spelled differently, but it's,
connect the dots, people.
And also it mentions jazz.
Yeah.
She even says it like in the song. Okay. Do we want to play it?
Yeah, let's listen.
Okay.